producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that is a terrific idea to do. We'd love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. I have something on my mind a little bit. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. And let me put it in general terms, and then I'll tell you where it came from specifically, or at least part of where it came from specifically, which is, you know, I think the United States has always been viewed as upbeat, positive, you know, can do. And that historically we've been known to be the most generous people in the world, that we give the most charity when there's an emergency in the world, that United States citizens, and I'll include Canadians in that too, just because I sort of feel like we're first cousins with one another, and I don't actually have the statistics on Canadian generosity, but I assume that we are close enough geographically and close enough ethnologically. I may have made up a word, but you know,
yeah,
what?
That's all right. George Bush did it, right?
Yeah. But he didn't have a PhD.
True.
Never mind. All right. So at any rate, the point being that, you know, I think that the rest of the world, and certainly I have always considered this country incredibly generous and kind. And you know, I've done a lot of traveling. And, you know, I like to travel. I like to meet people from other societies. But I'm delighted to be an American. I think that this was a great place to be born. It's a great place to be raised and educated. It's a great place to be a woman. And I've noticed something in the last couple of months. I've talked about it a little bit in the past, that we've become kind of a nation of crybabies and busybodies, that we're always whining about something. And I said this maybe a decade ago, that we were whining about things and in everybody's business but our own. And I was noticing it on the air. I was noticing it in newspapers. I was noticing it in politics. And now, unfortunately, I think it's morphed to an even nastier level. Instead of being crybabies and busybodies, I think we've become aggressive, unpleasant, hostile, unwilling to listen to one another, unwilling certainly to hear one another. And, you know, I don't think that's who most of us are. But like a lot of things in life, the person who's, look, anger is a great motivating factor, right? You're angry, you want to do something about it, you want to dispel those feelings. So what people do is yell at one another, or they holler at one another, or they, God forbid, hit each other. And I think, I don't think they represent the majority. I really don't. And you can say that I'm a cockeyed optimist. You can say I'm goody two-shoes. And I'll accept all of that. But I really don't think they're the majority. I think they're the noisy minority. And the rest of us who are thinking, you know, look, I'm going to help that little old lady across the street, or I've got a little extra jingle in my jeans this week, I think I'll give it to a charity, or, wow, those people in, you know, whatever country who just got hit by whatever natural disaster, I'm going to send them some money, and or I'm going to donate some blood, or all the kinds of day-to-day kindnesses that I think most of us perform as just a part, and I don't think most of us want a whole lot of credit for it. We just do it, and we do it because it's the right thing to do. We do it because it feels good. We do it because it makes us feel good about ourselves. Whatever our motivation, I think we do it. So, and I think that doing charity quietly or giving quietly. I don't think when you help a little lady across the street, you necessarily need to say, "Hey, is everybody looking? Are you seeing that I'm actually helping this person across the street?" Although I will tell you a quick sidebar. I know I have that kind of mind. I was on this train last night, of course, and some guy comes through saying, "Hey, look, I'm an unemployed homeless vet. Here's my card." And at the same time, the announcer on the subway says, "Please do not give on the subway. Help us maintain an orderly subway system."
Oh,
and
boy.
And everybody just cracked up. At any rate, the point being that there, I think there are times in life where those of us who are quietly pleased with something, happy with something, kind of running our lives, living good lives, being happy folk, should probably say something. Just, if nothing else, to offset the notion that everybody's angry, nobody listens, there's no kindness left, there's no generosity of spirit left. So what I'm saying, and look, I have advertisers on my program, right? So one of the things that I would say personally is, if you like my program, understand that the reason that the podcasts are free, that I'm on the air for you, that you can get in touch with me and not have to pay a fee. You know, I'm not on the internet where, you know, your credit card will be charged. I'm here. And the reason I'm here is because I have sponsors who say, you know what? We like what she stands for. We want to be associated with that. And, you know, what you're thinking about, listen to who advertises. And I'm not saying that you buy it just because it's on my program, but I'm saying you consider it. If you're in the market for whatever they're selling, consider them, and consider them before you consider something else, for the simple fact that they are supporting me being on the air. If the radio station that you listen to has me on it, and you think, wow, that's really nice, you know, I don't really need her today, but it's really nice that the radio station will, you know, provide that option for me, give them a call, send them an email, say, hey, you know what, thanks for doing that. I just think that we all need to get more in the habit of saying thank you, of saying I appreciate, of just being nice to one another, kind to one another. It doesn't really cost very much of anything, and I promise you it'll make you feel better. And my concern is that we're getting a society that is so focused on the negative, on the hostile, on the unpleasant, that it's giving people, I think, the wrong notion of what it is to be human, what it is to be American, what it is to be alive. You know, I did an interview Thursday, the other day. I have to get up really early. I know, maybe not really early for you, but really early for me. And the question today was, how do you explain to your kids the disastrous stuff or the distressing stuff? How do you keep them from being distressed with the distressing news? And my first response is to say, well, you know, turn off your television. That I don't think kids should have unlicensed access to anything, to movies, to the internet, to television, and to the news. So, but I mean, I realize also that kids, it's not forbidding that, it's just being careful that if you're concerned about what your kid sees at a movie, I don't think that you should be any less concerned about what they see on the 10 o'clock news. I think one is going to be a lot more frightening than the other to a certain extent. But so number one is a little bit of monitoring, not censoring, just monitoring. If you're going to let your kid watch the news, I think you should watch it with them and be prepared to discuss the stories afterward and what your take on it is. I think part of it is that news by definition is the unusual. You know, dog bites man, not a news story. Man bites dog, news story. And I think that's part of what we can explain to kids, is that news by definition is the unusual. It's not what usually happens. It's not likely to happen to me or to you, which doesn't mean we don't teach our kids to look both ways before they cross the street, but we give them some perspective that as a 12-year-old they may not have. I think the other thing to do is to point out the positive. And, you know, I've been for years saying, because I work for news organizations. I've been on television news. I've worked for radio news that is carried on the same station. I keep saying, look, how about you have one story a day, only one, which, you know, doesn't have to take up much space, and you could probably even get it sponsored, that says, hey, good news of the day. And there are some stations that do it. There's some radio stations that do it. There's some television stations that do it, that they'll say the hero of the day. And, you know, just to remind not only our kids but ourselves that basically being alive is a pretty cool thing. It's certainly much better than the option. It's limited, but that doesn't mean it can't be enjoyed and sort of plumbed for happiness. That, you know, that our choice to be happy, it really is a choice. And I think we can not only teach it to our children, we can employ it ourselves, and we can do it in an active way. So the next time somebody does something nice to you, say, you know, that was really great, I really appreciate it. Maybe taking the time and sending a note off to a friend, even an email, even except that, that says, you know, miss you, thinking about you, you've made my life better. That dealing with a sponsor, when a television show does a great story that you like, write to the station manager and say, you know what, I really appreciate that, it was a great story. A movie theater, when someone's done something extraordinary, Let him know. It's the only way to offset the notion that we're all cranky all of the time. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is. It's my program. You know what? It's becoming Shane's program, too. One of the fun things about this for me is that my producer, I can listen to a program and tell you who was producing it at the time, because it's always seemed to me reasonable and fair that whomever is helping me with the program has some input to it, not only auditorially, so you can hear him, but also the things that he wants to talk about, things that are important to him, that, you know, and it's much more fun for me than, granted, my name's on the door, and when something gets a fan, I always take responsibility for it. But, so this is, he's being a great producer. We're having great fun.
I'm
together.
Loving it, yeah.
Yeah, in our second week, that's all. It seems like we've been doing this forever.
That's right. It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. And so we have some really cool things. Shane just came, Arthur, hang on, I'll be to you, I promise you, in 1 second. Shane just came up with a great idea, which is we're going to find a good news story of the day from now on. We're going to practice what I preach and put it up and let people respond to it. And, I wish we had something to give away of the best story of the week, except I hate judging.
Yeah,
yours is better than yours. I just can't give things away.
True.
And we also have gotten a huge response from people all over the country who want to do jaywalking, joywalking. They want to go and interview people about a question. So I'll tell you what, send me questions that you like, that you'd like people from all over the country, and you can do it too, to go and take your little baby tape recorder, and then you can send it as an MP3 file to Shane, and we'll put it on the air. So that'll be fun. All right. Let's deal with Arthur, and then we'll come back with all this incredibly fun and positive stuff. Arthur, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Arthur.
You have to bear with me because I'm sort of a dyslexic and has been kicked, you know, out to the curb. But I noticed a lot of people of different nationalities want to come to America because America is very, very rich and prosperous. Okay. Because I was looking at the border, if we would build a, you know, hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Arthur, I'm here. Keep talking.
Okay. If the United States, being that we are altruistic and so many nationalities want to have a part of the richness of America, well, build a building, you know, like a international building to educate the people that have the talents and the gifts that God has given them, and nurture those gifts and talents and put them in a whatever gift they have, and nurture that gift and educate them in a craft or whatever that will bring out that talent and that gift. And so they could serve the world, you know.
Well, I don't disagree with you. The problem is, Arthur, to a large extent, those people who are already talented and gifted can either, well, first of all, those people who are talented and gifted either come here as students and get student visas and then quite often stay legally because they are talent and gifted. Or they stay in their own countries because they'll come here to be educated and then go back to their own countries. I think the issue with immigration in this country is not all, but a number of the people are coming because, well, let's separate it into two different categories. One is people who are not talented or gifted and feel that because they're not talented or gifted, they can't really make it in their society because there's massive unemployment. You know, I was talking with somebody who came to this country years ago as a very young man, like 18 or 19, because the place that he came from was very poor, and he was working in a factory. And he looked at it and he thought, you know what? I don't want to spend the rest of my life in the factory. That's what everybody's doing. So he came here. He got educated. He stayed here. He now has a very responsible job. But he came here. He got a visa. He came here legally. So there are those people who sort of look, you know, but there are also people who aren't very skilled. And, you know, I don't disagree with you. I think sort of training people and teaching people and using our wealth, you know, I hear what you're saying. I think the practicality of it we may need to work on a little bit. But I think you're right that we believe in education. We believe in people finding their potential and meeting their potential. We believe in people contributing. I'll tell you what I believe, what I'd like, and this may solve part of the problem, is I think that there should be a national service for everybody at 18 when they graduate high school. And no matter who you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how skilled you are, no matter how unskilled you are, you spend a year or two as national service, and you can learn a trade, you mingle with people from other situations in life, including immigrants, because I think that's a way to integrate people into society. That you'd learn English if you don't speak English, because I think the idea of English as a second language is a con. I really do. I think it makes people second class citizens and leaves them there. So, I mean, I hear your idea, and look, I love the idea that you're giving the notion of let's help people out, and as opposed to turning them away or viewing them as a drain on society, let's figure out a way to welcome them, train them, and make them productive parts of our society. Because I think that's always been our strength. If you look at the huge, the Nobel Prize winners in our society, or the people who are running corporations, almost all of us are immigrants, but a lot of them, we've enriched our gene pool by having people from other walks of life and other societies and other religions and other everythings. We're the other country, and I think you're right. I like the idea of it a lot. I think it may need a little work, but if we can't put up a wall to keep people out, I'm not sure that a building to train them is going to work terribly well. But I think it's not about it. I think it's a start. The idea of, instead of turning people away, we say, look, come here, learn a skill, and then we'll get you in. We'll figure out a place for you.
Yes, I was looking at Steve Jobs and Microsoft and all of the people who knew who they were and knew their gift, and they served the world with their gift. And if everybody had the mentality of knowing that their treasured gift that God has given them, that's in their heart, that they could be nurtured and bring out that gift and talent like Steve Jobs of Microsoft or Einstein. You know, they knew who they were and they served.
Yeah, listen, I think your attitude, good for you, as opposed to saying, this is our country, TikTok, the game is locked. I think you're right. It also takes care of the concern of, bringing people into the society who can't speak English, who don't have a skill, who don't have any means to support themselves, so they become kind of a burden to everybody else. I think you're right. Good for you, Arthur. Yay! My first response to let's try to be positive rather than negative. And Shane just put up a good news story. Arthur, thanks. Thanks for your thoughtfulness. Thanks for your optimism. And thanks for calling me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, dear. And my computer just froze up. But 855-993-7569. Uh-oh. And bless Arthur for sort of getting in the spirit of this whole thing, of saying, you know, is it possible that those of us who are not, you know, are not angry, are not upset, are not feeling like the world is a terrible place, and who really try to find compromises and try and listen, maybe we're, you know, it's kind of, I hate to sort of make the, I don't think I'm going to, because it's just, it's going to be one of those meta, or those analogies that's just inappropriate. But doing nothing is, you know, is how evil triumphs, when good people do nothing. And so for those of you who are feeling like, you know, there was a good employee, that I had a good experience with somebody, I told you I went to the DMV, not the place that you go to have necessarily positive experiences, but it was. And so I went to find somebody. And the interesting thing about it for me is that people are so unused to it that that what you'll find is that they're surprised. People have actually said to me, are you being sarcastic? No, I'm not. But think about that. Think about the response to saying to somebody, hey, listen, you're doing a really great job.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate it. Is are you being sarcastic? I mean, think about as a society what that means.
That's a lot.
It's happened to me probably 3 or 4 times in the last month, and I am many things, some of which are not terribly charming, but sarcastic isn't one of them. And so I had to say, you know, how could you say that? I sort of feel like as a species, we're getting so beat up by each other that, you know, when it's kind of like, you know, when you go out to pet a little puppy or something that's been abused, that the whole thing, you know, that the puppy sort of recoils. My computer is now completely frozen. So I'll tell you what. Shane put up a story about a janitor who at his break, instead of taking a break, goes and plays the piano for people, which is a pretty nice story. I saw another movie last night, which I can't review for you for a month because it doesn't come out until then. But it's really good, and it does one more of those kind of music. Really is a special track in the brain, and I can't tell you anything more about it than that because I promise it's embargoed, so I won't say anything about it. But all right, so Shane, tell this story because I can't get to it right now.
Yeah, sure. Well,
my computer is frozen.
The story says this janitor is bringing a little peace to the hearts of the hospital visitors through his musical gift. It says Ronaldo Maba, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, 55, works at the Rockford Health Systems in Illinois, according to the hospital's YouTube page. Though he spends most of his day on custodial work, Maba foregoes his break in order to play the piano in the hospital lobby with the goal of bringing some cheer to the relatives and loved ones of patients. And what I could do here maybe is, this does have a little video to accompany it. Do you mind if I play that real quick, Dr.
Go ahead.
All right, let's...
Hopefully it's audio as well. A video is going to make it sound like Marcel Marceau.
Yeah,
great.
I know. I'm hoping so, too. We'll try it here.
Let's try it. I'll sing along.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, employees use their scheduled breaks to grab a bite to eat, or they just kick back and relax. However, one Illinois man is using his time away to help people around him relax.
Whitney Martin has more on the environmental service worker known as the Piano Man.
Well, see, Rockford Memorial has their own Piano Man.
When Rolando Maaba was hired as a janitor at Rockford Memorial Hospital last year, he knew his job was much more than cleaning bathrooms and taking out the trash.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Gina.
Jeff Maestro.
Miss Grick.
You see, Maaba doesn't use his scheduled breaks to take a break at all.
The way he plays, he takes you to another place.
He clocks out to key in at this piano in the hospital's lobby, playing for 15 minutes, or according to this jokester, 14 minutes and 39 seconds a day for patients and staff.
What does it mean to you to play?
For me, just like that, when I play, I like it. I feel comfortable.
Maaba says he wants his music to feel like an escape for families in traumatic and sometimes stressful situations. His calming tunes typically draw crowds.
That's beautiful.
People, he says, make him feel very loved.
I can help these people to be happy.
So there's positivity for the day.
You know, and that seems to me to be consistent with what Arthur was talking about, is that people who, I mean, he's working, let's be honest, he's working as a janitor, right? He's working probably at a minimum wage job.
Right.
And yet he has, first of all, there are several things to say about him. First of all, he has a talent in an area that nobody would have guessed. And that's good playing. Second of all, he has a generosity of spirit. And third of all, he brings something to the party. You can see he's very likely an immigrant. at an accent. He's working at certainly a low on the food chain job, but he's bringing pleasure to people. I mean, you know, folks, let's remember that there really are those kind of things, because otherwise we end up talking about, you know, and I think that's the message to our kids is, look, the news is the unusual, and maybe even if you, I mean, I don't know how many people actually have the family dinner anymore. That seems to be kind of a disappearing kind
right.
of issue.
Yep.
But at the dinner table, to talk about something good that happened in the movies, something good that happened at school, something good that happened in the news. So, you know, I think I'm just, while I'm doing this, I'm clearing out my computer just because I think if I start all over again, maybe I'll be better, because I'm not having any fun today with what the computer's doing. It's not, it's the sign, it's just frozen up. So, the idea is, if you have, you can certainly call, or you can just, if you have a sort of a good news story, maybe we should do, let me tell you one of the things that we did, that I did a couple of years ago. It came from, I used to have something called a Do Something Nice for Someone Else Thursday. Which seems appropriate,
okay, sure.
Since that's what today
yeah.
is. All right, so here's the deal. What this was probably, I don't know, how long have we had cell phones? A decade?
I want to say maybe ago. More like 15 years, years, something like
okay.
that.
So it's about 15 years ago, because nobody had cell phones, and so we had pay phones, right? So I had to go check in. I had a machine. And I went to check in, and I'm rumbling through my pocketbook to try and find a quarter. And the guy behind me gives me a quarter. He's not hitting on me; he just gives me a quarter. And I said thank you, and made the call. And it turns out I had to make another. There were some matches I had to return, so I'm looking for another quarter. He gives me another quarter. So I'm thinking, this is pretty darn nice. So the next couple of hours later, I went to a payphone to check in again. And the woman in front of me was doing the rustling around in her pocketbook. And by now, I'd gotten some change, because I knew I was going to have to check in again. And you can't always count on the kindness of strangers. And I gave her a quarter. And she said, wow, that's really nice. And I told the story. And so the idea being sort of to play it forward, that she would probably at some point get a quarter and sort of have an extra quarter and give somebody, and that would be a good thing to do. So we started doing a Do Something Nice for Somebody Thursday, and people would call in and tell me what they did. And it was just kind of, I suppose, the same impulse. You can tell I have not grown up a whole lot. To sort of basically remind ourselves that we're all here together, that life is basically a good thing to do, that we are all on planet Earth together, spaceship Earth together, and that we figure out how to make it work for each other. So maybe this is kind of a chance to
something to revive that.
Yeah, I don't know that we need quarters for payphones anymore. Thank goodness.
Right.
Although, you know, if somebody wants to pay my phone bill, that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, after the break here, I have a story that I could tell that fits in perfectly with that, too. Something that occurred with me over the holidays a few years back, and I've
okay.
continued to remember that ever since.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And because the stories, I mean, believe it or not, one of the stories that we were trying to decide what to do, and Shane and I both decided we were sort of exhausted from it, is another NFL player being suspended for domestic violence. But believe it or not, I view that as a good sign. If there could be three in, just about a week, this means,
yeah.
no, it's a week, it's about 10 days. That means, first of all, it's not unheard of, and second of all, people are noticing it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. We're talking today about changing our world one good story at a time, one nice story at a time, one positive story at a time. Because otherwise, I think not only are we giving our kids, but we're giving ourselves the message that life is awful. You know, it's basically not a fun thing to do. It's, you know, sooner or later, our heroes are all jerks. You know, that Miley Cyrus is in trouble again. Why we care about Miley Cyrus sort of eludes me a little bit. Except I know everybody was sort of saying, well, you know, the whole deal here is that she was raised so well. And I don't know, I said to Shane, you know, I don't take credit for my daughter's successes. I don't think, wow, I was a really great mom.
True. That's true.
I think I was a really great mom because I went camping with her in the middle of the winter at a place that people only go in the summer and scraped. I scraped plaster off 200-year-old brick. That's what makes me a good mom.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, her successes are hers. I mean,
yeah,
and I
think very true.
That when she acts like an idiot, and there are a couple of things I wish I'd done differently, but she is her own person. And I think that that holding, Molly's a bit of an exhibitionist, to say the least. But, you know, if she hadn't, all right, the latest. I can't believe I'm telling you this. She spanked her silicone, her
rearing.
Plastic butt with the Mexican flag, and the Mexicans are not amused about it. If she did it with the American flag, Americans wouldn't have been interested in it either. I mean, it's disrespectful. But she also wouldn't, if she'd done it with a dish towel, nobody would have noticed. And for Miley, it's clearly about getting noticed. So.
Yep, that's right. So
right.
Yeah, I suppose maybe we shouldn't give her the.
We shouldn't talk to her about it.
Yeah.
All right, and another good news story: the U.S. Food company are cutting calories and things.
Yes, yeah, I saw
so
that.
So that's good.
Yeah, like
and a lot. I mean, they're cutting a lot of calories. It's
84
not even
major
sort of a
products,
minor
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, 6.4 trillion calories cut from food products. A trillion's a lot.
That's huge.
that's
not a bad
more
thing.
Than 16 companies exceeded the pledge. But more can be done. Look, I mean, the idea of somehow, as I said, I think the whole idea, we've got Jonathan Dwyer from the Cardinals arrested on aggravated assault charges. You know what? There's almost a part of me that says, good, not for Jonathan Dwyer. I mean, it's another life that's kind of wrecked. But, I mean, a year ago, this wouldn't have come up. And you know what? This isn't the end of it. You're going to see more people, but that was my point yesterday of don't, you know, not shoving them under the rug, that I think that these guys are being caught and that there will be more caught because it's an ongoing problem. It's just been ignored my best example for this is Mothers Against Drunk Driving. 25 years ago, people saying, well, I got so loaded, I don't know how I got home, was considered cute. It's now considered stupid, illegal, and immoral. And one woman, really, she was a mom, I think she was in California. And her daughter was killed by a drunk driver. And that's what she did. She got together, said, enough. That I'm not trying to change the law. She did change the law. But she just got together grassroots that said, not gonna be okay anymore. And it changed everything. More people are arrested for drunk driving. It used to be that cops, when I lived in San Francisco, said because the bars in Marin close an hour after San Francisco does. And the estimates were that 90% of the people driving from Marin back into the city were legally drunk. And that was okay. I mean, it was just accepted that, well, the bars close an hour later, so you drink yourself into a stupor and then go to Marin and drink yourself into a stupid stupor and then come home. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving stopped all that. It's not okay. You don't get your wrist slapped. You get your license taken away. You can go to jail for it. And you should. It's dangerous. Well, so is being hit by a 350-pound guy. Whether you're a female or a small child, I mean, it's not okay. But my whole thing is that the league has to, and it's not only the league, that if we can start training kids to be quarterbacks when they're 15 years old or when they're 12 years old, we can train them not to be violent. And it'll change the world. Not to mention, it'll make football presumably. Football is never going to be a safe game, but at least it'll make the football players safer citizens. Then we're going to have to deal with the helmets and the blocking and the tackling and what can I tell you? All right, so you know, there's a part of me that thinks, well, okay, this is not going to be the last one, and it's not going to be the last one in the next. I'll bet you within a week there'll be another one. But at least, hopefully, that players are understanding it's not okay anymore. Because until the underlying assumptions change, the tolerance for it changes, nothing will change. And it puts everybody at risk. And young boys growing up thinking this is an okay way to act. And I've heard young men of all persuasions saying, well, you can't control your woman. Well, what does that mean, folks? I mean, I don't think anybody ever says to a woman, wow, you can't control your man.
I'm proud to say I've never said that, Joy.
Well, I'm certainly feeling better. All right, we've got about 3 minutes here. You want to tell your story, or do you have enough time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's just nice and short. Basically, I think this was probably around 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and my family and I were actually having a really tough time at the time. We had just been hit hard by the economy when it took a nosedive there, and we both lost our jobs, and we were really, really hurting at that time. And it was right around the holiday time, you know, so that's when you're extra feeling that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And went to the gas station to fill up gas, and I knew I was going to be darn close to going over our bank account balance, you know, into the red. But I filled up gas anyways because we needed to have it to, make it around to apply for jobs and that sort of thing. And I went into the gas station, and the attendant said, yeah, the person in front of you there covered it for you, you know.
Whoa.
Covered your gas. And I was like, I was so just blown away by that.
That's like the miracle kind of stuff.
It is, yeah. So I'll tell you what, every year since then now, usually a couple times a year, I go do the same thing and pay somebody's gas. I'll usually just do it kind of that time of year, but it's kind of my way of paying it. Maybe not paying it forward, but paying it backward, I guess, for that. That
right. And I've got about 40 seconds to tell mine.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, same thing. Somebody wanted to do this thing and I loaned them some money. Never expect to see it again. Saw it a couple years later. I sent it, and I was thinking about returning it. And I thought, you know, I sent it to somebody else who was in trouble and said, look, here's the deal. And it was a fair amount of money. It was $1,000. And I said, the deal is here. When you can, you have to pay it forward to somebody else. So I agree.
Nice, yeah.
All right, so this is the Goody Two Shoes Hour brought to you by Dennis.
The Hallmark Hour.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so whatever it is that's on your mind, making the world a little bit better place, do something nice for somebody today. You know, reach out to somebody, say thank you to somebody. See what you can do here, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.